What's going on, everybody? How are you today? It's been a minute. Sorry for being MIA here. Been very busy, but still no excuse. So I appreciate you joining me today. This is my platform to discuss my experiences as a podcast producer and agency owner. Follow me on Facebook at SRP Studios, Instagram at Shelby Road Productions LLC, YouTube at Derek Michaud Channel, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, everything. All major channels can be found by clicking the link tree in the description. The link tree will set you up and send you to a page that has everything that you need. The show is recorded at SRP Studios in Hernando, Mississippi, and produced by Shelby Road Productions, a podcast production agency. We develop professional podcasts, which include audio and video production, graphic design, copywriting, and social media management. If you want to start a podcast, please go to shelbyroadproductions.com and schedule that free consultation. And don't forget about supporting through Patreon. Click the link in the description and sign up for the tip jar. It's $1 a month. Your generosity would go a long way to help build this podcast. All right. How is everybody doing today? As I record this, it is December 20th, so Merry Christmas to everyone as we near the big day and then eventually New Year's and then my birthday on January 2nd, which I'm not really celebrating. I'm turning 45. I never really celebrate, especially when I quit drinking. But what I do love about my birthday is it is, in a way, my way to celebrate the end of the holidays. So it's around the corner. But today, I want to talk about a decision that I made or making, and it's not an overnight decision, but I've finally got to the point where I need to really think about what this business is. Like, who's my audience? What is my superpower? Who do I really want to serve? Because it's tough at first because you are it's important to get all the work possible. Certainly at the beginning, it didn't matter if the podcast was about nutrition, medical, or fictional, or just an entrepreneur, leadership. It doesn't matter what industry. If they needed a podcast, I was there to produce it for them. For payment. That was it. My niche was, if you want a podcast, we can produce one for you. That's it. But as I've grown, I more and more realize that A, I need to niche it down. But what? Niche it to what? What industry do I want to serve? And it's always been a goal, but over the last several months after being, you know, here local and several months, like 3 or 4 months that I've been building this studio, I realized that my strong suit, what I'm best at in the world of podcasting, is creating community networks like The Real Hernando. I'm a prime example of what podcasting can do for someone, the way it's connected me with this community, the opportunities that it's brought to me, the people I meet, has been amazing and done a lot for me. And I hear a lot of great feedback from people. I go to a lot of ribbon cuttings and I love it when I hear, oh, wow, I just listened to your episode about the mayor and I had no idea that he was in the military and, you know, basically lived in a submarine for a full year. That's the best because A, that means they listened, but also it made a real connection. It made a true connection. And, that's what this is all about, connecting people. I have since started a podcast called the Rhythm Section Podcast where I host, I co-host with my drummer and good friend, Jeff Ward. I know I've mentioned this in past episodes, but a lot has grown since my last episode here for the Producer's Journal. That podcast is lighting on fire. The engagement it gets on Facebook is amazing. The Memphis music community is tight and strong and lovely, supportive. The kind of support that I wish the Real Hernando got. I thought the Real Hernando got amazing support, and it does. Being a local podcast, certainly the businesses here like supporting each other, and we get some comments and some likes and everything, and it's been great. Up until now, it's re-enlightened me to realize that Facebook pages actually do work, because typically Facebook pages don't get a lot of reach unless you pay to sponsor. But the Real Hernando kicked it up a notch, and I was very happy and still happy to see the reach it's getting. Still getting great reach. And then, of course, TikTok and Instagram. But starting this Rhythm Section podcast and interviewing kind of local celebrities in a way, that's the kind of community it is. I mean, we have drummers and bass players and guitar players that have played for major acts over the years. And man, when we release a new episode, it's nonstop on Facebook, supporting each other and supporting us. Me and Jeff are getting a lot of compliments. So yeah, another community-based podcast. So I'm realizing, man, I'm really good at this. Like building a network too. Right now, the Rhythm Section podcast is just a Linktree page and a Facebook page. It all lives on my channel, which is nice because it's monetized. And then Facebook, I think I just mentioned that. And then, of course, Apple, Spotify, all those areas. We don't have Instagram. We don't have TikTok yet, but those are coming. But I'm witnessing the power of local community podcasting. Forever and ever since I began this, it's all about trying to connect virtually and network with other people in your industry and market by using podcasting as a way to educate and to show your expertise in hopes that people will then know, like, and trust you in your field as a way to market your business. So, of course, my very first podcast was called Podlogix, and guess what it was about? Starting a podcast. That's it. It was very broad. Listen to this podcast if you want to start a podcast. Not a podcast about starting podcasts for communities. That would have been a little more specific, but it was very meta, as they say. A podcast about podcasting. And I was miserable. I hated it. And I've talked about that in previous episodes. But, man, I realized that when you flip it into a local podcast and you're actually interviewing people in person and you are publishing their stories to a local area where people know them, huge reach, big time engagement, different ball game. And the Real Hernando has reaped its reward, and there's more to come. The Rhythm Section podcast, that is on fire. That's a weekly podcast. Won't be long before that's sponsored, and will be a actual entity. So I realize, you know what? This is what I'm good at. And I've always, big picture, when I started the Real Hernando, would always just say, man, it'd be great if I could do another city, like a neighboring city, South Haven, Mississippi, Olive Branch, Mississippi, do something for the county. Just always thought that'd be great if I can grow that way, but never really gave it a whole lot of serious thought until now. I have a mentor. His name is John Diaz. And he was a coach. I hired him to be a coach last year just to help me with some marketing and sales or just growth, business growth in general. And just a fabulous guy, really nice. And we built a nice friendship, honestly. And over the last year, we have not worked together on a business front, but we get on a Zoom call every few months and catch up. And he's very generous with his time and loves following my progress. He's the type of guy where when something cool happens, I text him. You know, I have a group of people that are like my foundation that I talk to if I need to make a big decision and I want to talk through it before making that decision, shoulders to lean on business-wise, and also sharing nice news with, like almost like texting a parent that I'm, you know, I'm really proud and excited and I want to make them happy and proud. So John and I met 2 weeks ago, I think, on Zoom. Had been a minute. I had been keeping him up to date on the fact that the Real Hernando was sponsored. And it's not official yet, but my potential position on the board of directors for the Chamber of Commerce, gaining some local clients, the studio. And when he sees that, he's like, man, you are a rock star, man. And I'm not trying to pat myself on my own back, but the point I'm getting to here is these are goals that I set last year with him. I was like, I want the Real Hernando podcast to be my marketing arm. And through that, I want to get some local clients. I want to get it sponsored. And I want to go local. I want a studio. And just threw that out there. And all three of those happened. So then he really wanted to engage, connect with me, and set some new goals. He's like, all right, man, we got to sit down and think about 2023. So after we hook up, you know, and pleasantries and just catching up, we just start talking about what it is I want to do. And like so many times, he asked me, so where do you see the business going? But what is the business? What's the purpose of the business? Who are you trying to serve? And he, you know, I've had coaches prior to him or just in general, people asking me, you know, marketing 101, who's your audience? What's your niche? What's your hook? And I've never been able to answer that until now. I said, John, I know exactly what I want to do. I want Shelby Row Productions to be the podcast agency that communities go to and cities go to create community podcast networks, period. That's what I want to do. And he's like, man, I think it's a great idea because that's what you do best. I'm like, that is absolutely what I do best within podcasting. I can produce a podcast for a CEO. I can produce a podcast for anyone, for anything. It doesn't matter in the content. But what I specialize in is creating podcast networks for cities. And I have the proof of purchase now. By January, late January, early February, the Real Hernando will be 1 year old. And I can pitch to someone and show them, this is what 12 months of the Real Hernando looks like. Now it's sponsored. This is what it's done for me for my business. This is the connections it's made. These are the comments I'm getting. These are the testimonials. It's sponsored. So clearly, you know, you, Olive Branch, can get this sponsored and actually make it a viable entity. Get your return on this. It's a superpower, right? It's a sales term. What is your superpower? Clearly, this is it. So he was like, okay, great. That's big picture, but what can we do next year? I'm like, let's get one city. One city. And man, he loved that idea. He's like, all right. And I'm like, Olive Branch, Mississippi. He's like, why? Because they have a town square. It's not as good as Hernando. Hernando's the best city ever. And I lived in Olive Branch for about 16 months. So there's some connection there. Not a big emotional connection. In fact, the whole time I lived there was COVID. So that's my COVID city. That apartment was the COVID home for us. But That's exactly what I want to do. The issue is, though, that it's a it's a big project. Let's say Olive Branch tomorrow agreed. Well, it's 6 months of prep, and you know, if they need us to build their website and just everything from scratch, like the Real Hernando, you know, it's a big process. It takes time. I would still need to hustle and find other podcast clients under whatever industry. So I'm always going to be kind of stuck, you know, overreaching and trying to be a little broad. For example, I have a lead today, someone locally that owns a realty company and is interested in starting a podcast. I can start a podcast for a realtor. No problem. Do I know anything about realty? Realty? No, I don't. But I'm going to go for it. I need to make money. So the city podcast network deal is going to be a high price, high ticket item, because it's going to take a lot of time. And the more time they take, the less time I have to get other clients. And I certainly can't charge a city enough to replace all my clients and be my only client and afford my business. They would never pay that. So the plan is, this coming January, or just even starting now, I am to mention my goal at any point possible to anyone that's willing to listen. And I'm not sitting people down to pitch them, but if I'm at a ribbon cutting, hey, Derek, how was your year? Pretty good. Next year, you know what? Next year, I'm looking to spread out and start a podcast network for Olive Branch, sort of the real Olive Branch, like the Real Hernando. Just keep throwing it out there. Act as though I'm in talks with someone. Yeah, next year or this year, I'm looking to sign a deal with Olive Branch to start their own podcast network like the Real Hernando. Oh, really, Derek? Really? That's amazing. Yeah. Do you know of anyone I could talk to? Like, who should I approach first? Do you know of anyone? Because at ribbon cuttings, and especially if I get in the chamber on the board of directors, I'm going to be meeting all kinds of people. And if I become a director or on the board, that connects me with all the other cities in the county. Certainly gives me credibility. So that's another part of my pitch. This is what I've done. Because quite honestly, that's what the podcast did for me. It put me on the map. It put me local. It made people aware of me, and all the networking that came with that. And that's the game plan here at first. Because I also don't want to jump on the board of directors, if it happens, and all of a sudden start pitching people. Now, I need to sit back and be eyes and ears. Learn what's going on, get to know these people, start making connections that way. And then, but I'll always pepper it out there. But I don't know when or who, but at some point, I will meet the right person. I will mention this to the right person that will start connecting me with the right people and create a bunny trail for me to start running down and see where it takes me. It might be a different city. I might meet someone and be like, oh, you know what? South Haven would really like to do something. Or it could be a different twist. Like Olive Branch, I get connected to the right people that are the people to cut a check. You know, that's ultimately the people I need to get to approve this in the budget and actually pay me. They might have a different idea. Hey, we love what you're doing with the Real Hernando. We would love something like that in Olive Branch, but maybe we can do it this way. And da-da-da. Great. Let's go. But regardless, I know how to start a podcast for a community because that's what I know best. Do I know how to start a podcast for a realty company? Sure, on the surface. But I don't know how to best coach this person to create the right kind of content that will hopefully build his business. That I can give you the standard rules and coach you on how to interview someone, but I can't sit across from someone and say, yeah, I know how to grow your business through podcasting. What I can say is I know how to connect your community through podcasting. And that's when I knew, okay, this is the future. This is the path. And I'm going to start walking it. And we'll see what happens. Meanwhile, I still have to hustle and try to find other work, clients, whatever I can get. Talking about it right now is throwing it out in the universe. I'm not expecting anyone to listen to this and know who I should talk to. But laws of attraction, you put it out there, it's amazing what happens. You know, prayer, not much of one, but I understand, you know, you're putting it out there, and some people might have different beliefs on who's delivering that gift, universe or God, but they're both based on the same deal, and that is putting it out there, asking or just saying you want to do something. And from my experience, it's always worked. The need is always filled. Excuse me with the coughing here. And I hope this one works out. And then, man, if I can successfully produce a network for another city that has similar reach, similar results, the city finds that they can sponsor it to help cost, because Hernando is the only podcast that I own, that I executive produce, that I have to get sponsored in order to cover costs and earn some revenue. Olive Branch needs to pay up, and then they work out however they want to pay for it. That's between them. But it's a business transaction. But if it's to the point where they know that, wow, people want to sponsor this and they're making their money back and everyone's happy. Wow. Talk about trying to pitch another city and showing them the proof of purchase. It's not a concept. It's real. And if I can accomplish one more city and get two cities under my belt, I feel like I could conquer the world. Just kidding. But spread out. There's another city I'd love to do. Collierville, Tennessee. Just outside of Memphis, a cute little town, and they have a square, nice little square, a little gazebo where they have bands in the summertime, small businesses. It's perfect. And I would pitch them. And if I could go to them and say, hey, look, I've done this for the Real Hernando. I got this thing over here for Olive Branch and all this reach and thickening the fabric of the community and all these great testimonials, and businesses are absolutely engaging and wanting to support the cause because they see that of the value in it. So Collierville, do you want to be a part of this too? So that's kind of where I want to take this. I want to be the community podcast network guy. All right. I think I've thrown it out in the universe enough here. Thank you for your time, everybody. I hope you all have a merry, merry, merry Christmas and a happy new year. And then everyone celebrate my birthday on January 2nd, turning 45. I really enjoyed turning 40, and it turns out like my life changed in a big way. Something happened. When I flipped to 40 years old, that's when things started finally kind of working out and happening. But 45, I don't know. It's got a different feel to it. But hey, look, make sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. All these channels can be found by clicking the Linktree link in the description. If you're interested in starting a podcast, even if you're not a city, go to shelbyroadproductions.com. Sign up for that free consultation. I am a professional podcast producer. So it doesn't matter what industry you're in, I can produce a damn good podcast for you. So check that out, and Patreon, click that link, subscribe to the tip jar, $1 a month. It would go a long way, and I would very much appreciate that. Until next time, everybody, have a great day, and again, Merry Christmas.